This is a CBC podcast.
Hi, I'm Lou Olkowski, host of Love Me, a podcast about the messiness of human connection. We've got a brand new season coming your way this summer that will punch you right in the heart. A secret diary takes over a young woman's identity, and a toothless chihuahua saves her owner's life. Subscribe at cbc.ca/loveme or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From the Arden Theater in St. Albert, where parking is a blood sport, it's The Irrelevant Show!
Hello?
I'm inside your house.
I live in a bachelor apartment.
I could be in there.
Well, let me look around. Nope.
Sorry to bother you.
No problem. Hello?
I'm inside your house.
You just called me a second ago.
What? Is this 780-555-2536?
2556.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misdialed.
That happens.
It's just that I'm wearing a hockey mask, so I can't. It's not very clear. And plus, I'm wearing rubber gloves, so I gotta dial with my thumbs.
Multitasking.
Exactly.
I know how hard that can be.
Sorry. I have someone on the other line. Can you hold?
Sure.
I'm inside your house.
Still me.
Oh, damn it.
Look, I have something on the stove, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, very rude of me. Oh, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks.
Terribly sorry.
That's okay.
You have a good weekend now.
Goodbye. Hello?
I'm inside... What? Hello? Oh, damn it!
Hey, who's that attractive man with the laptop?
He is so mysterious.
And what's that nestled between his lips?
Is that a pen?
Or an inhaler? Oh, no, my mistake. That's an
electronic cigarette.
He's the e-cig man.
Are you allowed to smoke that in here?
Are there rules about that yet?
Oh, I see. You don't care about the rules.
You're a bad ish man.
Yeah.
E-cig man.
Loving those John Lennon glasses. Oh, and that facial hair. So patchy.
And don't get me started on that fedora.
That's a trilby.
I'm pretty sure that it's a fedora.
Yeah, I think that's right.
No, the correct term is trilby.
Whatever it is, I hope you've got a man bun under there.
I saw your scooter on the sidewalk.
I bet that thing can go reasonably fast.
Not highway fast. Sitting in your cloud of, what's that flavor you're vaping? Bubblegum?
Green apple, green apple bubblegum.
E-cig, 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 mayhem.
So, how's it work?
Just push a button and suck.
Then what happens?
Nobody knows.
What about my lungs?
They are full of vapor.
Is it safe?
He doesn't know and he doesn't care. He doesn't know and he doesn't care. He's the e-cig man.
What?
Oh no, honey. Oh no.
What the?
We've been robbed.
What?
Someone came in here and took your coffee table with the weird deer legs. It's gone. Oh, honey, I'm sorry. You loved that table and now it's gone. Someone stole it. This is awful.
Huh. Weird they didn't touch the electronics.
I know. What specific crooks? Let's see what else these crooks got up to. Oh, no, honey. Oh, no. Look at the den. All the neon signs that made it look like a dive bar are all gone.
Strange that they only took my stuff.
I told you, you have great taste. I'm sorry, honey. This is so weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
2 weeks later.
Oh!
What?
Oh, honey! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, we've been robbed again.
Huh.
Oh, the candles! All those candles that we don't light. You know? The ones that are just for decoration. They're gone. Oh, no.
Why would they steal?
Oh, no, honey. They took our 3 special pillows.
Live, laugh, and love are gone?
Yeah. Oh, no! Even the picture of you and your ex-boyfriend who you broke up with but have remained friends and he's still an important part of your life to this day is gone. This is bizarre. Oh.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Oh, my God, your boots. Oh, no, honey, your boots. They stole most of them. It looks like they only left you 5 pairs of boots. No, honey. I'm sorry. They must have been casing the place for weeks. Whoever did this really knew what they were doing.
Seems that way.
2 weeks later.
Oh,
oh
no!
We've been robbed!
Oh no, honey!
Honey, no! Your lazy boy from college! It's gone! Someone must have taken it to the dump!
Oh my God! All the cat's toys that make annoying sounds are gone. Oh, how's he going to entertain himself in the middle of the night?
Oh no, everything sports related is gone.
Oh no, look out back. Someone stole your smart car and then replaced it with a real car. Oh no.
What?
Oh, and look what they did to the backyard. There's a new hot tub there. Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, honey. They went through your closet and took all your shirts that make you look pear-shaped. Oh, no.
So, call it even?
Yeah, okay. Truce.
Truce. I'll be in the hot tub.
I'll be reading in my new chaise.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert.
If you're looking for free podcasts of Irrelevant Show episodes and sketches, they're at cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and iTunes.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Success 5000.
It's not hard to see that you're bad for me. You're like food that's high in trans fats and low in vitamin C. You're like a non-laparoscopic late-stage appendectomy. You're an unsafe operation, there's gonna be complications, and I should just walk away from you. But I got a big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. I got a big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. If I'm print media, you're the next 5 years. If I'm my own dignity, then you're an embarrassingly small amount of beer. And if I'm a medium-sized meteorite, then you're the atmosphere. You're gonna burn me up, you're gonna break me down, I should just turn around and run. But I got a big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. I got a big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. 'Cause you and me are like oil and water, or cats and dogs, or cats and birds, or cats and mice, or cats and children, or cats and most other cats. What I'm trying to say is, we shouldn't mix. And I gotta listen to my brain for a change, instead of always thinking with my big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. I got a big dumb heart, pumping the blood to my big dumb head, and sending all the signals to my big dumb mouth to say all the big dumb words that I never should have said. Oh no.
Wow, look at that!
It's amazing!
Well, we can finally cross Niagara Falls off our bucket list.
Hey, let's ask someone to take our picture.
Oh, great idea. Excuse me, sir? Would you mind taking our picture?
Oh, I'd be happy to. We just have to agree to the terms.
Terms?
Yeah, taking a group picture is a complicated process. I'd be happy to do it after we agree to the terms.
It's not a big deal. I'll just give you my camera. We'll stand over there.
Whoa, it is not that easy. Let's start with the camera. Is this the only camera I'm going to use? Or after I take the first shot, will the rest of you decide you also want your own picture with your own camera?
No, you just use my camera.
I wouldn't mind one with my camera.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so that's three cameras, and you only want one picture?
Yeah, just the one picture of the three of us.
Are you sure you're not going to politely strong-arm me into taking picture after picture until you finally get one in which you all look normal instead of blinking or sneezing or looking weird because that's just how your face looks?
Just one picture will be fine.
I actually blink a lot when my picture is taken.
And I do have a weird resting face.
Okay, we'll take a few reshoots.
Maybe three. My face is pretty weird.
Three it is. Can we stand over there now?
Are you certain about that spot? Are you sure you're not going to change your mind about standing there when you realize that you're backlit by the sun and it might be good to try a few different locations, and you'll just assume that I'll continue taking them because, hey, I'm such a nice guy and I'm already doing it anyway?
No, we're sure. Over there, we'll be fine.
He's right about the sun. What about that bench?
Or by the tree.
Yeah. Well, let's do them all, just to be safe. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you're really asking for is one picture times three cameras plus three reshoots each times three locations for a total of 36 pictures minimum.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's do this!
Absolutely. Okay, scooch in. Now say cheese in 3, 2, 1.
Cheese!
Okay, hold on. Wait, just about ready. Oh, sorry, it just turned off. Okay, no, I got it. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Cheese.
No, I'm in the menu now. Hold on, okay, should the little icon thing be the flower or faces?
Forget it. We don't have time for this.
Give me back my camera.
Go.
Yeah, waste of time.
Oh, wait, I could...
Hey, Jim. Nice work with those tourists.
Yeah, thanks.
Niagara Falls Self-Defense League 1,
Tourist 0.
Hello?
I'm inside here.
Son of a...
You're gonna... Well, hold on a second. Rufus! No, back! No, Rufus! Stay! Hi, what can I do for you?
I've got a delivery from Puppy Packages that needs a signature. Are you S. Muckleberry?
No, that's my wife, but I can sign for it.
Sure, just sign here.
All right, there you go.
Whoa!
Rufus, down! Sorry about that. Hang on. Hey, can I call you back?
No.
Oh, great, thanks.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM. Now it's time for Irrelevant Show movie reviews with...
Hello! Today I'm reviewing the 2017 reboot of Spider-Man. This review is chock full of spoilers, so if you haven't seen it yet, close your ears.
Hold on a second. The 2017 reboot doesn't even exist yet. How can you review it?
The new Spider-Man movie tells the story of high schooler turned superhero Peter Parker. Playing the role of Peter is that actor who you might remember as the kid in that scene from that movie. He does a good job in the role, especially in the scene when Uncle Ben dies. It's easily the third saddest Uncle Ben death scene in the history of the franchise. And of course, we can't forget about Peter's love interest, Mary Jane Watson. As is standard practice, she's played by an actress who recently entered her 30s, but she does a great job of walking around and having red hair. Everything audiences love about the character Mary Jane.
What about the bad guy? These movies really hinge on the villain.
Oh, the villain in this movie is really unique. He's a scientist who ironically transforms himself into a monster using the very technology that was supposed to help people. Playing the part is a famous older actor who was offered a buttload of money in order to give this movie credibility. Now, unfortunately, this film doesn't deliver on story. But what about those big action sequences? Well, the first one is awesome. The second one sucks. And the third one occurs on a high-up place like a bridge or a tower or a crane or a clock or something. In the end, the people of New York grow to love Spider-Man, even though he's partially responsible for destroying several city blocks and killing thousands of people. I give this movie 4 stars -1.
4 minus 1? What does that mean?
Well, I'm giving it 4 stars now, but when it actually comes out, I plan to take one away.
And that's movie reviews with...
Bye!
Hello?
I'm inside your house.
Okay. Look, Derek.
How'd you know my name?
Call display, Derek Montgomery. I also know your wife is S. Muckleberry and your dog is Rufus.
No, that's completely wrong. Rufus, no!
Look, it's pretty clear you're not good at this.
Well, I...
There's no point phoning me anymore. You're not creepy. You're not scary. You're just annoying. If anything, I feel sorry for you.
Okay, I'm sorry I bothered you.
It's fine. Go take Rufus for a walk. Are you calling from the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you? Leave me alone. I'm phoning the cops right now. Don't you ever call me again, you sick animal.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, hey, guys, I'm here. Oh, traffic. Ugh.
They're just about to start.
You almost missed it.
Oh, did I, though? This is my fifth wedding this month, and it's always exactly the same. I have it pretty much memorized.
All right.
Here we go. Check out the bridesmaids.
Oh, my God. Look at those dresses.
Those shoulders are insane.
Their hair must be at least 2 feet tall. Are those actual tiaras?
Oh, yes, they are.
Whoa. Everything is pink. The flowers, the cake, the groom's suit, the water in the lily pond.
Ashley's been dreaming about her big day since she was 6 years old. She used to have pretend weddings in her room. And today she's having the exact wedding she's been planning since she was six.
Oh, oh, look who's in the front row.
I don't see anyone.
Don't peek over the chairs.
The whole row is stuffed animals.
The only guests at her six-year-old wedding were her stuffed animals. Oh, oh, here we go. Time for Ashley's big walk down the aisle.
Oh, here comes the most beautiful bride. Isn't she the most prettiest girl in the world? Everyone stop and look at the princess. Oh, yes, she is the princess. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The princess you wish you could be. Now everybody watch while I twirl my baton.
What is happening right now?
The song that Ashley made up when she was six for her walk down the aisle.
And what is she wearing? It looks like three bed sheets randomly tied around her.
They're tablecloths.
Fun fact, the flowers are a Christmas wreath.
Wait, why does it look like she's missing her two front teeth? Oh my God, she didn't.
She definitely lost her front teeth when she was six, so yoink.
This is amazing. I can't wait for the reception.
The starter will be Go-Gurt with invisible tea, and then the main course?
Craft dinner and cut up hot dogs.
Oh, best wedding ever.
I know.
Finally, something understated.
All the men of the town wished that they could be her husband, but the prince was the only one who was good enough, and he loves her so much. It's a super happy day of the wedding, and she's a beautiful bride.
You've You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Jerkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Success 5000, Jan Randall, and Jocelyn Alt. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Brian Crosby, Peter Brown, Dave Pierce, Jane Testar, Tom Hill and Devin McKenzie, Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The show was recorded by Corey Haberstock with assistance from Nick Strosky and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
There are only two chapters left in our Canadian time travel adventure, Doctor the Guess Who. So far in the series, a Canadian named Victoria Regina has joined with Doctor the Guess Who on a journey through time to save the country. They've found out why hockey fighting was replaced by debating, they returned poutine to the timeline, and they saved Yonge Street. Now they've gone in search of the mysterious man in plaid who's stealing all the Canadian things. Chapter 4 of the series is a comic strip, and you can see it now on our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Then next week on the season finale of The Irrelevant Show, Victoria and the Doctor find the man in plaid and demand some answers.
Why did you steal poutine?
And hockey fighting.
And Yonge Street.
And politeness.
And the Leafs being terrible. These are all the things that make Canada, Canada. Why have you done this?
Who is the man in plaid? Can the Doctor and Victoria save Canada? To find out, go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow for Chapter 4, the comic strip, and then tune into The Irrelevant Show next week for the conclusion of Doctor the Guess Who.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.